Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the LSO Treat Show. Happy Monday. If you're here in Brooklyn, New York, it's a rainy Monday, so what better way to spend it listening to the LSO Treat Show? Get ready for an amazing 2 hours, and I hope your day started with a smile, and for sure, I know it will end with peace after hanging out with me. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. Brooklyn's very own LSO is not just an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book. There's so much more to LSO and the brand. Let's not forget, she is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Hot damn. Ow. The erotica introduces you to the truth. The inspirational holds you accountable. The writing, advising, spoken word artist, and acting reminds me and keeps me grounded to hashtag love yourself organically. LSO was told to do big things, and I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I can think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can, and yes, I will. LSO's writing creative diversity captures you and introduces you to outside the box experiences, encouraging you the freedom of reflection of self, accepting self in totality and in abundance, creating the space for your imagination's truth, and seeing beyond the space to be your true self. Her writing captures you, and her no judgment encourages your liberty of being yourself. Her work is created with the intent to help you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or a combination of both. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. LSO ignites your alter ego to surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. All your senses captivated, and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth. There escape up to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So, are you ready for tonight's show? If not ready for this evening's topic, free yourself to be true to self, .. spread your wings. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, however you choose to call it. So, get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. A spanking may be necessary, but don't worry, because y'all know LSO has that in her erotic collections. Y'all like my Españoles? Anyway, thank you to each and every one of you that's tuning in by calling in and also tuning in online. And thank you for those who will go back and download for replay and listen to it again while you're at work on your train ride or however. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to spend it with me. We have 2 hours of fun and enjoyment, so let's get it. Again, tonight's topic is free yourself to be true to self, .. spread your wings. A lot of people get so caught up in what other people think as opposed to enjoying their lives for themselves and trying new things and stepping outside the box and what have you. And if you have a mate that you're very comfortable with, or if you have someone who you consistently have some form of engagement with, just feel free, true to yourself. It's okay. If you try something, you don't like it, it's okay. At least you can say you tried it. You know, that's the thing. Some people can't say they tried anything. There's a lot of men, and there's also a lot of women out there who haven't even experienced an orgasm. Why? Because they didn't step outside their box to see if it'll work for them or not. But, you know, it's no judgment, but I'm just saying, just if you give something a chance, try it, whatever the it is, just try it. You never know what can become of it. So that's just my personal opinion on that tonight is, what's the difference between sex and making love? Well, in the group, we had a gentleman say, nothing. I fuck when I make love, and I make love when I fuck. Oh, okay. Well, I kind of like that. Okay. I mean, you know, everyone has their opinion on how they calculate things or how they interpret things. Another gentleman put, making love is sex with someone you care about. Sex is just that, sex. Spread her legs, put in work, then let her feet hit the dirt. Oh, well, damn. Can she at least wash before she go? Or hell, what if you at her house? How about you go? Don't think, you know, men, it's all about, you know, y'all putting people out or sending people on a happy way. There's some women out there who's just as gully and have that same mentality where, you know, session is done. It's time for you to leave. Don't mess up my towels. I don't need you. I don't need you taking no shower over here, using my soap, using my towels. Now that's extra stuff I have to clean, especially already got to clean the sheets because, you know, unless y'all decide to do it elsewhere, like on the floor or something like that. But whatever. So men, don't think it's just all about y'all sending somebody feet hit the dirt. How about the man feet hit the dirt? Oh, anyway, I digress. And a young lady, she put the passion. So, LSO. What's the difference between sex and making love? Similar to what the gentleman said, sex is just that. It's just the form. It's just having intercourse. There's no real feeling behind it. You may try different things to the degree that you may not have tried it before. You may try that in a sex escapade, or just, you know, you're getting your rock off. There's nothing emotionally attached to sex. Now, I'm not saying something cannot be emotionally attached to it, but for the most part, it's a detachable connection, whereas when you make love, you are emotionally attached into what's actually going on, and the person, there's some form of emotional attachment that you have to the person. And with that, it's like, it's a whole different play when it's making love, because there's a certain connection between you and that person. You and that person is really vibing. Now, not saying with having sex, you're not vibing with someone. What I am saying is making love is more sensual. You pay attention to the person. You pay attention to their wants, their needs, their likes, their dislikes. Whereas sex, first come, first serve. That's it. Get yours, get mine. We done. So that's just my take. Those online, if you want to come on, let me know if you want to answer that question as well, or if, you know, hit me up, text me, and let me know what y'all think. So what's your favorite way to be intimate with someone? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put spending quality time, having good conversation, holding hands for each other. A gentleman mentally, another gentleman, while in public, subtle yet respectful touches around the waist and hips. A gentleman, just spending time with the right person, holding and caressing each other and having a good conversation. So, LSO, what's your favorite way to be intimate with someone? I would say you can start out as early as when both leave for work or when you're at work. Send messages either via email or text messaging or phone call and leave a message or actually speak to them. And you can start being intimate at the beginning of the day. So, you know, it'll work its way. That's a way of massaging the situation. So when y'all link up later on that night, you know, you can either go to the extreme, like take it all the way, or you can still stay in that intimate moment. So that's a good way to keep someone on edge. And also, you're interacting with them during the day and you break up some of the monotony that's going on during the day, because you never know what's going on in someone's world when they're at work or when they're not at work. So with that little intimate play right there with the texting and emailing, that kind of diverts them for a minute, giving them some form of happiness during the day. But I do like teasing and playing. Sometimes I like rough play. I like rough play to the extent of neither of us get hurt. But if by chance you should get hurt, hopefully your insurance cover the hurt. Just jokes. But I do like play, rough play. Holding hands is cool. But sometimes I feel restricted when I'm holding hands. But I've learned from a gentleman that with holding hands, if you're holding hands with someone, and if by chance in case of something of an emergency or a quick movement or something, you're able to pivot and move the person out of harm's way because you already have a hold of them and you can kind of block whatever is in the way of, you know, to keep them from harm or danger. So I was like, I never looked at it that way as far as holding hands with someone. As far as, you know, but I guess this particular person, he was in the military. So with him saying that, I kind of understand because, you know, sometimes they stay in the military mode. So it makes them aware and alert at all times. So they can make quick movements, get you out of harm's way, get themselves out of harm's way. And it's very quick, bam, 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 and it's done. So. Those are the ways that I like. So I see some more people coming on. Hit me up and let me know what y'all think about that. What's your favorite way to be intimate with someone and why? But to go back to, you know, one of the ways that I said, the reason why, one of the greatest reasons why I like the texting and the emailing, well, more or less the texting, unless the person have email on their phone, because one, you divert them in the middle of the day. Two, you can keep a smile on their face, especially if it's something erotic or even if it's just something funny. You kind of divert them from everything that's going on. And also, you never know what's going on in their world at that time. So just that text coming in, that ding or that alert, it'll let them know, like, wow, somebody is thinking of me. And, you know, they're thinking of me at the right, just at the right time. So, you know, try it. If you haven't tried it, try it, because you never know. Hey, Jay, I just got a message. Thank you for tuning in. Wow, you haven't tuned in a long time. You're off of work or you working and listening. Which one you doing? But either way, thank you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. What's a life lesson? Okay, wait a minute. Messages came in. Well, what did I just do? Y'all know me. I'm always doing something. Oh, he's off of work. Oh, okay. Excuse me. What's a life lesson you learned from a relationship? I think I learned quite a few. Okay. A young lady put, never put a man too close to your heart. That's where God belongs. And another young lady agreed with her. A gentleman put, when they say, oh, we just friends, it really means I'm letting him get this while you don't know. In some cases, I would say that's true. But for me, now I can't speak for no one else, but for me, if I'm just your friend, I am just your friend. And it's just that as I have a male best friend, and some people may say, oh, you can't have, men can't have female best friends and females can't have men best friends. And I say that's a lie. One, I'm standing proof that it's a lie. And two, it depends on the individuals. Now, I can say friends have become friends with benefits, but in my case, we have been friends, and that's just that. And we became best friends from just being friends. So it can be done. So it all depends on the individuals involved and how they respond to it. A gentleman put, never put 100 trust in anyone. That's kind of true. So how much trust would you actually give then? For me, when I'm in a relationship, I automatically give you the trust. Why? Because there's no reason why I should not. You haven't given me any reason why I should not. And if initially you have given me some reason of why I should not, then I should not be in a relationship from the beginning. You have the trust automatically. It's then on you where you break my trust down to me no longer trusting you. So with you having the trust initially, all you can do is go up from there and build the trust and make the trust stronger. But when you start doing things that start cutting at it, eventually that dissolves the relationship for me, because you done cut down what I've given you without you even working for it. So I give it to you, and then the rest beyond that, to make it solid and strong, you have to work for. But if I'm giving you something and you chopping it down by not doing right, yeah, I'm looking at you with the side eye. A young lady put, not to get in one. Okay, well, nobody want to be by themselves. What you want to do, just, pat somebody's leg every now and again, pat them on the knee every now and again? But, hey, it works for some people. A gentleman put, don't think everyone deserves your 100%. Hell, start them off at 65 and have them earn it. Well, that's similar to what I said. Unlike I just said, they start out with it and they chop down, but they have to go above and beyond to strengthen it and to hold it in that place. But the key thing is, I agree, yes, you do have to earn the trust. Even though some is given, you still have to earn it to make me and others know, I'm sure, that, yeah, I'm in this for the long haul. Yeah, we're going to do this. This is what it is. A gentleman put, if you are not happy, you can't share your happiness with the one you love. You cannot pour from an empty cup. Now, the last part is a true statement. You can't pour from an empty cup. And at one point, I found myself pouring into others from an empty cup. So I'm already in a deficit because I'm depleted already, but yet I'm still pouring, and my cup has not been replenished. That was before. I no longer do that. My cup needs to stay filled just as much as I'm pouring. So the more that I pour out, someone needs to pour into me as well. And not necessarily if you're not happy, you can't share your happiness, because sometimes when you are not happy, you can bring so much joy to someone else. And meanwhile, it's eating you up on the inside because you're not happy. So that's kind of a little tricky one. You're straddling on the line with that. A young lady put, never underestimate anyone. Now, that part is true. But like Maya Angelou said, when they show you who they are, believe them. Because they can't show you nobody else. They can't show you nobody else. And I find that people send their representatives first to test the waters. So if you break all that down in the beginning when they test in the waters, then they know it's time for the representative to leave, and the person itself need to show up. Because, what we're not going to do is that right there, playing around and this, that, and the third. No. I don't have time to be getting myself involved and then realize that, nah, this ain't it. Because my cousin always says to me, I give a man 2 weeks. And I don't find that I give a person 2 weeks before I realize, you know, I like them or not. But according to her, that's what she says. But whatever. A young lady said, don't give all of you to someone so can't get you 5%. Okay, what I'm thinking this person is saying, don't give all of yourself to someone, whereas you can't get 5% of them. In a relationship, some people say 50-50. I say 100-100. And the reason why is because you're bringing totality. And from both with y'all totality, y'all make it work from there, whereas y'all can build from already at 100%. At 50-50, I think that's a build a man or build a woman. My opinion, no judgment. And another young lady put, don't be surprised, everyone is capable of anything. Now, that statement right there is such a strong statement. And you could have known someone for 18 years, a very, very long time, and then, bam, the change up. Now, who knows what caused the change up or whatever the case may be, but people change. And I'm realizing as I've gotten older that it's okay to remove people from your life, as well as when people remove themselves from your life, let them be. And I never really understood the concept of this particular statement. I'm going to ad-lib it because I don't know it verbatim. But when they say God sometimes removes people out of your lives, and we tend to go back and pull them back in our life for whatever the reason, comfort, companionship, lonely, alone, whatever the reason, we bring them back into our lives. But God removed them for a reason. And it may be reasons we see or we know, or it could be reasons that God sees beforehand. So before it get to that point, he removed them. And here we go, bringing them back into our lives and holding on and doing X, Y, and Z. So God now will have that person hurt you. So when you feel that hurt and you realize, oh, I don't want to do this no more, I'm letting go, then you can begin to get your blessings because God removed them for a reason and you brought them back. So now they're going to hurt you so that you can so that now you can feel that you're removing the person and now you can move on. But if the person was removed from your life, let them be right where they are. Why? So that you can get your blessings. A lot of times blessings are for you, not for everyone around you. And God has to isolate you from a situation or from a person or from persons, family, friends, whatever, or whoever, so that you can get your blessing and so that you can enjoy your blessing. Now, sometimes blessings granted is for you to share amongst, you know, those around you, your loved ones or whatever. Then sometimes blessings are just for you. And that may mean some people or some things have to be removed in order for you to totally enjoy the blessing he has from you. A message came in that says 50-50 is for divorce. Yeah, a good possibility, 50-50 for divorce. And then if you go through the whole divorce process, some people don't, you know, even get 50-50 of what it is. So, yeah, if you're going to go into something, and it's not even just a relationship, just life in general, if you're going to do something, go in at 100% so that you know you're putting your best foot forward, be it whatever it is. And if at whatever time it is you feel that something is not for you, then get out of it so that you can get what is for you, so you can flourish, you can be happy, you can be at peace, and move forward from that. Don't stay in anything, be it a job, a relationship, living arrangements, whatever. If you feel this is not for you, pray on it. Yes, I mentioned God a lot because I believe in God. I don't know who you believe in or what you believe in, and whatever it is, if we both believe in God, okay. If we don't, still okay. I respect you. You respect me. But God has things for each and every one of us. So let us stay prayed up so that we can get those things that we've prayed for. Okay. Who can make you, or I know right now we're going to go into this real quick after that. I just finished talking about God. But these are how the questions lined up. Who can make you orgasm the quickest, self or someone? Well. In the group, a young lady put someone. A young lady put self, another young lady self, gentleman self, gentleman self. A gentleman, all of the females that said self, prove it. Get out. For me, LSL, who can make you orgasm the quickest, self or someone? And I'm going to say self. And the reason why is because you have to be in tune with your body so that you know how to give and take in the sexual arena. Because if you don't know your body, how do you expect him or her to know your body and know what makes you tick and or talk? You know, how are you going to tell somebody what to do or where to go or how to make you feel if you don't know it for yourself? Or if someone, you know, you just started having a sexual affair with them and they not doing something right, how do you teach them to do it right so that you can get off? So the best way to do that is you practice on yourself so that, you know, if that situation arises, you can help them out. So which goes back to you, I believe self should be able to make self orgasm quicker. Why? Because you learned yourself and you know your spot. You know directly where to go, directly how much pressure to apply, direct, meaning how much lube you should use, which toy will give you the right satisfaction immediately. So, I mean, that goes with learning, your body. But, of course, it's time for me to drink some water, some agua. And so I'm going to play some music, but I'm going to leave y'all with this question. Do you allow someone to sexually learn your body to totally please you? So I'm going to leave y'all with that question as we play some music. And don't go anywhere because we will be right. Well, not we. I am, you know, the listeners will be right back.
Just eat it up for me.
Welcome back. I think I played a song twice. My apologies, but I had to run to the bathroom. So, you know, during commercial break, I know I just be saying stuff, but during the musical break, that gives me a chance to drink water, turn the fan on, whatever. It gives me a minute to rest my mouth from talking, and also whatever it is I need to do. So if by chance I did play the song twice, my apologies, but it's okay. Y'all probably tune out anyway, unless it's your favorite songs. But anyways, I left y'all off with, do you allow someone to learn your body to totally please you? Well, in the group, a gentleman put yes, so like they know what you like and don't like. If you don't let them and explain to them what you like and want, it won't be pleasurable. What? And you want it to be pleasurable. Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please be sure to use capital letters, punctuation, or either bullet point what you're saying, because these run-on sentences, and I just be like, blip, 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 blip. What are you trying to say? And so now the listeners is looking at me like, what are they saying? So if y'all don't start doing it, I'm going to call you out on it. But just know it's all in love. A gentleman said, yes, I think it's a must. Since everyone is different, what worked for one person doesn't necessarily work for everyone. That I do agree with. So LSO, do you allow someone to sexually learn your body to totally please you? And the answer would be yes. And the reason why is it will help you orgasm better. That's number one. Fun with people exploring your body to learn just what makes your body respond to them. And whereas the person itself may be saying no, but if you know the person's body, their body is going to say yes, and their body is going to communicate with you, and that will just make the whole session just so enjoyable between the both of you. And like the gentleman said, the same thing don't work for everybody. So yes, some things from previous relationships or previous things you learned sexually you take into your next relationship, but learning the person and learning their body, that's when you enhance, you know, moving forward. If y'all have longevity in the relationship, that's when you advance, because now you know their body. So now the things that you do sexually is catering to them and not catering from previous relationships. Because you may come to someone with some trick or something, and they may totally be like, ew, what is that? Get out of here. I don't like that. I'm not doing that. Whereas somebody else, You come to them with that same trick, or you come to them with something that you know they like. It's like an awesome time between the both of you. So when you learn someone's body, you get multiple benefits from that. One, you get to please them totally. And two, what if you're tired one day? You know, this may sound mean, but it's reality. What if you're tired and you just want to get it over with? If you know their body, bam, go right to it and send them on their merry way. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to learning someone's body. You know, sometimes someone will take oral over actual intercourse, or someone may take anal over oral. It all depends on whatever. Some people just want to be, and that's it. So if you learn the person and they know your body, they know just what to do, And if they're tired, poof, go on your merry way. Or if you want to last longer and you know their body, you can get them off quicker and also more times. And then you can have boasting rights too, saying, aha, I made you come in 2 seconds or whatever. You can make a game out of it or something fun. So it all depends on the person and, you know, what it is you want to do, how it is you want to do it. But ultimately, yes, I believe you should let someone learn your body, but you only let the person learn your body of the person that you're in a relationship with or you have a long-term sexual relationship with. Everyone does not need to know your body. That's just, you know, my opinion. But if you choose to let every sexual encounter you have learn your body, by all means, go ahead, knock yourself out, have fun, enjoy. Name 3 sexual techniques that never fail. A gentleman put location, location, location. Another gentleman put, I ain't saying jack. My bad, but Triggs got me car notes. Really? Come on, don't act like that. Don't act like that. Share with us. Another gentleman put, the person who said location, 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 was onto something. The technique that never fails is to make sure you're hitting her all over the map. And the map stands for mouth, ass, and pussy, LOL. Well, okay, I never heard of it as being a map, but okay, men, learn your geography so that Bad Al, you know your destination or your quote-unquote location. A young lady put head, head, and head. So you might as well just add more head on that too. Another young lady put my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. I mean, I couldn't just say that. You know, you had to sing the song when you know that came on. Another gentleman put scissors, 69 and doggy style. Another gentleman scratching his head. You know, Mr. Man, exactly what it is. So stop scratching your head. I'm going to say the scissors. That's one of my favorites. But that's also, you can hit everything in a woman if you get that right angle with her, and you also can restrain her in that same position where if she's a runner, you don't have to worry about it because she's not going nowhere because you have that leg. And you have one, you're on one leg, and the other one, you're holding that leg. So where's she going? She has no choice but to take every inch of you. And you can just have thine away. And in that position, her ass is readily available because she's on her side. Then you have her breast that's right there. Then you have her mouth. So you have total access to a body playground from that position. Then I would say missionary, which I'm not a fan of. But a lot of people believe because missionary, you're one-on-one with that person. So y'all face-to-face, they can kiss you, they can fondle you and all that other stuff. They can look into your eyes and tell you stuff and nibble behind your ears, all of that. But I believe that's a technique that does not fail. And I think reverse cowgirl never fails. It's something about a man seeing a woman butt going, And it's something about her feeling your eyes piercing through her back. Your eyes is like massaging her body while your hands is usually massaging her butt and she's just doing whatever she is doing to you. And if the woman is shy, you don't see her face. You don't see the possible ugly faces that she's making. Okay, message came and go, ooh-wee, and shit. So shit's in, what are those comments for? Which position of the three, or what are your three sexual techniques that you know will never fail? And again, I'm going to add a fourth one, which will probably be doggy style. And I'm going to say it. Doggy style is actually good for, one, it's like good for a plethora of reasons. One, again, men who's an ass man, they love to see the woman booty just doing whatever it is it's doing while you're hitting it. Two, it's good for a man who don't have a lot of length and has girth. It gives him that oomph because he got a little lift up to get up in there. And also, hitting it from the back, you hit the G-spot sooner. I'm just saying. So if hitting it from the back in doggy style, you can hit the G-spot sooner. Imagine if you have anal sex, how quick you can get to the G-spot. That's just my opinion. And what, yeah, that. I was about to say something and I decided not to. But, yeah, so a message came in and says, hold the legs, smell the legs, and get it all. It's something about when a man restrain you by holding on to a body part. And it's interesting because if you want to have fun with it, men, if whatever position you're in and a woman try to run, if you grab her breast, the breast is going to be sensitive at that time. So if you grab the breast, you're commanding her to stay right in that position. With the scissors, there's no way out of that particular position. She can't run. The only thing she can do is, but if you in there right, I mean like real right, like bam, you in there, you hitting everything on the inside and she can't move. So she has to take everything you're giving her and then you have full access still to her body. You have access to her feet. You have access to her toes. You have access to her legs, her arms, her everything, her hair. You can choke every single thing. But you ain't hear that from me. But if you want to make me out of a liar, try it. And then I bet you're going to come back and say, you're no liar, Ellis. I'm going to be like, I know a little something because, you know, word on the street is, you know, I have to do my research and find out, you know, these things that I'm telling y'all. I got to make sure these things is right. So I got to hit the streets to find out. It's called research. Okay. Favorite ways to flirt with your mate. A gentleman put, slap her on the ass. What is it with men? Men really love slapping women on their butt. What is it to watch it jiggle when it goes by? Oh, a message came in and said it's called experience, LOL. Yeah, well, you know, some of the research, the best research is through confessions. But y'all ain't hear that from me. But men, okay, message came in and says the sound and the jiggle. And then they also said, that's right. what is it that y'all, no matter where you are or what's going on, men love popping a woman on her butt or groping a woman. And actually when, and I've just seen it on TV as well, excuse me, when the men go and kiss a woman, they automatically grab the butt. They don't hold her around the waist. They don't hold her face. They automatically grab her by the butt and pull her into them. So, but, you know, I mean, I don't find anything wrong with it. I actually like it, but I'm just saying that's like a 98% rate of men with smacking a woman on their butt, or the first thing they do when they kiss them is grab the butt. A young lady put her favorite way to flirt is to bend over. And I said, then what? And she put, then it's on and popping. Start shaking my ass towards his private and then do the death drop on it. Well, damn. Oh, she's serious about what she's doing. Go ahead and flirt your behind, or pun intended. Another young lady put the tone of my voice, picture mail, short poems, random kisses, or I love yous. You're on to something, young lady. You are on to something. Another young lady put cook his meals with an apron and heels on with 90s R&B music playing low. Girl, that right there. Or act like you're clean is men like aprons, and men also like, what is that? Oh, the maid. And I think those two things probably, I don't know, but is my guess is that because those are subservient roles, so to say, or submissive roles. So that's like an instant turn on with them seeing you in those outfits. And another gentleman put, don't know. So, L is L. Favorite ways to flirt with your mate. Again, texting, random texts throughout the day. Because I'm a poet, I love poetry, and I also love riddles. I'm not so much one of sending pictures, but if someone has a foot fetish or a hand fetish or some form of fetish, and you send them a picture of that particular part of the body, if it's not like, you know, the quote-unquote private part, that's a good way to flirt with someone. And have y'all ever thought to send your mate a card in the mail, or send them a piece of mail? You know, because people getting mail every day with bills and garbage mail. To get something in the mail that's something special, and you actually thought about it and you went out there and did it, you know, that's a nice way to flirt with your mate. Or, you know, putting your underwear with your scent on it in their pocket or their briefcase. I did that before because he was going out to hang out with his friends after work. So I kind of put some underwear in his pocket. And what happened when he went in his pocket for something, his coat pocket for something, the underwear came out. And, you know, his boys was teasing him and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. But needless to say, he came home. So my little flirting, you know, got me what I want. I wanted him to come home. And two, you know, got him what he knew he was going to get already. So those are just little fun things that you can do in a relationship that keeps everybody on point And another thing with doing something like that, he's going to smell you. Like, if you spray your perfume on there that he likes, he's going to keep smelling that smell all the time, and he's going to be thinking of you. Then that particular day, you may get more calls, or you may get more text messages, or he may come home early. Any of those things can happen. So, you know, and it's cool to flirt with your mate all the time. You know, don't just get in a relationship and be in it for a period of time, and then everything that you did to get the person, you now no longer do it. No, continue doing those same things more. Flirt with your mate, and it's always cute. It gives the women a little giggle, like, oh. And then for the men, it lets them know that you care, you're thinking about them. Because, you know, men need to feel wanted and needed just as much as women do. So women, don't neglect the flirting with the man and giving him his props and, you know, all those little cutie things that we like. We need to give it to them, too, because they deserve it as well. Okay, favorite way to be affectionate with someone or your mate. A gentleman put footsie, a young lady put their hands and nails and their smell. Another young lady kissing, hugging, butt grabbing, a little nibbling on the neck. Gentleman just to chill and watch Amni. And a young lady put hugs. Favorite way to be affectionate with someone. Sometimes just laid up cuddling up under, like right up under the armpit. You know, then you can hear their heart beating, or when you lay on their chest, or actually laying on their body on top of them and just chilling. And it's not about the sex all the time. It's just about being in the presence of someone, and you can feel the connection with you and him. And, you know, holding hands, because there were times where the guy I was with, I would be in one room and he would be in the living room. So we would be texting back and forth, and we're both in the same house. Or we'll call each other on the phone and we're both in the same house, and we're watching the same thing on two different TVs. It's just that we're in two different spaces in the house. That's affectionate to me, because I know he's there and he's safe, and he knows the same for me. So, you know, try little things. It's a give and take. Try something, and if your man or your woman likes it, do it again, or do it often, or, you know, do it enough so it's appreciated. And if they don't like it, well, then, you know, to trash that one, you know, don't do that, because they're not receptive of it. So find another way to be affectionate. But in being affectionate, don't be a nuisance with it, because if you're a nuisance, that can be a big, that can be a big turn off. Just as quickly as it was a turn on, it can be a turn off. But as you know, we got to play some music. So do not go anywhere, and we will be right back. But before we go, I'm going to leave y'all with the question. You're being forced to choose one sex position for the rest of your life. What is it and why? Don't go anywhere.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. To be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Melon. The actors
too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Truck full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my two cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap. You wear sunglasses at nighttime. I said, well, baby, because I'm a motherfucking rock star. Does that answer your question? Oh!
Hey, it's your boy, Piano Mizzle, repping Lawless Entertainment. Bring it back one time for you. This the one for the one you've always wanted, you feel me? Yeah. One day. Lawless.
Hey, when I met you, I was driving the car that Ford don't even make no more. Still ain't been my lady, and I wonder how to make it more. Take it slow, is the way to go, but I can't take no more. Something missing, if you listen here, my heart will break it. All y'all feel is pure and true, just like the blessed day that you was born. So you like my unicorn, beautiful, regal. It's like the stars said it. But baby, like that unicorn, you damn so hard-headed. Look at all these years, I done dried your tears and told my fears. Seems like after all of that, we be way more than tears. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did? Yeah, I talk a big game, but T.I. Infinity Zane. Say the word piano, pimping is done. Just the vision of your kisses, you becoming my missus. Eats my heart just like a tip in the drum. Hey, look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so good, it'll feel so good, it'll feel so good. Taking forever, I want to give you forever. Read in between the lines, girl, I'm talking for better or worse, and I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Flip the script and reverse it, that's why you're so perfect. Couldn't we be here happily ever after? With the laughter, no disaster. Call the pastor, make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger razzle dazzle. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making big demands, is this all a fantasy to me? I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again. Fall again, I'm sick, but make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within.
When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant.
Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name.
Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
This one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like Dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late.
creeping with any other girl. Cause you're the 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to you. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I had to play that song. My sis loves that song. She was patiently waiting for it, and she tried to give me hints. We went behind the scenes, and she tried to give me hints about, you better not play my song. That's another way of saying, would you hurry up and play my song? I made her wait for it. She think I'm supposed to play that song every show. But you know, you got to do what your listeners, you know, you don't have to, but, you know, to entertain your listeners and give them, like, a thank you for listening, you know, you play the songs that they like. Okay, when we left off, I left you off with the question, you're being forced to choose one sex position for the rest of your life. What is it and why? A gentleman put the scissors. I can get deep, and I love the way my balls drag on the inner thigh. Well, damn, I never looked at it like that, but I agree with you that that would be my choice of position as well for the rest of my life. Another gentleman said, scissors, see, we're right on the same path. Another gentleman, her on top and me, or me on top, either way, I'm fine with it. So I'm assuming that's the missionary position. Another gentleman put the swing, and he put like the, okay, but you got to have the swing in order to be able, you know, to do it right. And a young lady put cowgirl. So, but, yeah, okay, y'all some nasty people. Well, I would say, you know, I'm being forced to choose a position for the rest of my life. What is it and why? I would say the scissors, because that's just such a great feeling. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the way you're restrained in that particular position, it's like, because sometimes I can be a runner, but I only run because it's fun. I enjoy the chase of it. So, but that way particularly, oh, you, there's no running. You're like grounded to that space, to that time, in that moment, and that's it. So, and so now I'm going to be more mindful of, like the gentleman said, of the bulls dragging on it in a thigh. I'm so in tune to what's going on for me that not that, you know, where his other body parts or whatever, where they're hanging out, so to say. But anyway, what is a great compromise for an enjoyable sexual relationship? A gentleman put, if she lets her friend join in, and you know me, devil's advocate, to do what? And he said, so she can participate. So I'm like, oh, okay. Another gentleman, well, the same gentleman, having an open relationship. But, you know, can people really be in an open relationship and respect it and accept it and not become emotionally attached? Or if they do become emotionally attached, respect that it's an open relationship and it's just that what it is? That's like a question that I don't know the answer to, because I'm not into open relationships. My thing, if you want to have an open relationship, then bam, there you go. But, excuse me, I believe an open relationship can work in situations where one of the people have a sickness or ailment that won't allow them to sexually perform with their partner. That's a good time to propose an open relationship, but that may also put a strain on the relationship. But some people are willing to accept that because they can't sexually please you, and they want you to still be able to have those sexual pleasures, that they will agree to the open relationship just because they are unable to do so. But then, you know, that's like being given the pass to do it. But then some may have the pass and be like, nah, I don't want the pass. You know, we can find other ways to make it work for us. So it all depends on the individuals and the circumstances, how things can play out in an open relationship. But ladies and gentlemen, when you enter that open relationship, be sure this is what you want, because once you go into it, there's some things that happen. You got to be prepared for the known and the unknown and the what ifs and how you're going to handle it and rock out with it. It can be done, though. Another young lady put, just be true to the game. Communication is key. Agreed. Threesome. Where is it? Oh, a gentleman said threesome done as a team without egos, sex can be hella enjoyable. See, how do you go about picking your team for that particular threesome? And what do you do? Do you vet them? Do you do a survey? How do you go about choosing so that it will be quote unquote a team, as it's called by the gentleman, so that all can enjoy and nobody's feelings get hurt? Another gentleman put, if it smells like fish, it's a dish, LOL. Out, O-U-T, and the arrow pointing. I got to put that on there for you. Then another gentleman put, don't be on some bullshit. If you don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me. Well, there you go. He's straight to the point. We ain't got time to be playing no games. Okay, LSO. What is a great compromise for an enjoyable sexual relationship? The compromise would be where you are not neglecting your happiness, that you're still getting some form of joy from whatever it is. If at any time, and not just in a relationship or a sexual relationship, just in general, if you're compromising, and at the end of the day, in your compromise, you get no form of fulfillment from it, or everything is stripped from you of what you originally wanted, then that's not a good compromise. So for me, the compromise would be where I am truly still happy. I'm still getting most of what it is I wanted, excuse me, out of it, and you're not stripping me of everything that I wanted and everything that I needed to be suffice for me to enjoy the sexual part of it. But when I'm stripped of too much because I've compromised and now I have nothing, I have no happiness in it, no joy, oh, that's not going to work. Not going to work at all. And people, in life overall, you're going to have to compromise because that's just life. Sometimes you can have everything you want and everything can go exactly the way you want it. But that's in a fake perfect world. So the compromise is the give and take, yet you still have what it is that you wanted in it. You're not being stripped of everything. You still can find some joy in the end of it. That's like going shopping and you compromise from this pocketbook that you want that costs hundreds of dollars. So you may compromise of getting that pocketbook that costs hundreds of dollars and get several outfits. So you compromise one item to now getting several items for the same cost or lesser of the cost. So, you know, just pick and choose your compromising and make sure in the end you are truly happy. But once your happiness is removed from that compromise, that's going to be a strong no-go for me. So just make sure in your happiness in the compromise, you're still getting happiness and fulfillment overall. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest sexual turn on you immensely enjoy? Well, we have a gentleman put when she is really into you, and a young lady responded, yes. Well, all right. Another gentleman says, smell good and well moisturized skin. You know, that's very interesting because I've never heard a man on a woman's skin being moisturized. But I guess, you know, hindsight is like, yeah, you know, if your skin is nice and soft and is good to the touch, you know, you can sexually arouse a man. He's like, damn, if that's soft, what else can be soft, or what can be soft that I can make hard? So, you know, you have his mind going in different directions of what else is soft. A young lady put a kiss. A gentleman put watching, hearing, and feeling a woman come uncontrollably. Well, that right there, Mr. Man, what is it doing to you and for you? How are you enjoying it? You patting yourself on the back, boosting your ego, talking about, yeah, I did that. That can hurt from word on the street that, you know, uncontrollably coming. You know, when you do research or what have you, you find these things out. And a young lady put, when his eyes roll to the back of his head when receiving a BJ from me. Well, damn. So I guess you're one of those people who like to look in their eyes while you're, you know, giving head. Is that how you do it? Listen, I was talking to someone and they mentioned we can't be doing too much on knees because the knees is bad. And I'm like, booyah, that part right there. But there's knee pads. Like, I have knee pads. But I know y'all saying I'm nasty. But see, let me finish. My knee pads is for when I'm working out, like exercising, working out. Because, like, when you have to do some of those floor exercises or if I decide to do the women push-ups, you know, the knees is bad for that. You need that extra bit of cushion, you know, to support your knees and, you know, hardwood floors and all that other stuff. But, you know, men need to get out of their heads with this damn blowjobs need to be done on your knees. Because let me explain you something. Ain't nobody got time for their knees to be hurting because, you know, you want some head. Try getting head when she's laying down. I mean, when you laying down and she's laying for way. No, it's not confessions. I didn't raise my hand. So it's not a confession. So, you know, there's plenty other ways to get a BJ without being on your knees. So therefore, you can serve in the woman's knees. And, you know, she may need her knees for doggy style. So you want the knees to be messed up because she done gave you a BJ and now you want doggy style. That's too much on the knees. You better leave these women's knees alone. Left them alone. You heard me? Left them, I said. Left. Not left. Left them. Left them alone. Left them alone. Oh, my, I did something. I have a new message. Where the hell? I don't know what I pressed that I got a message somewhere. People stop messaging me. Okay, let me try it this way through my phone. Oh, okay, the message came in. somebody going to put, that's what you call it, and they laughing. Really, don't act like that. Do not act like that. Oh, and some other messages came in. It was like, oh, like the one time at band camp. Oh, are you giving a confession, mister? If so, raise your hand so we know your hand is raised and you're giving your confession. And he also said, I like when she puts on my Yankees jersey. Okay, what particularly about the Yankees jersey that you like when she put on, and why is it the Yankees jersey as well as any other jersey? What makes the Yankee jersey the right one? But I enjoy putting on, I like putting on the men Tim's and clunking around the house. I don't know, it's just something about the clunk, and put on either one of his t-shirts or one of his dress shirts and either walk around with it almost buttoned up or walk around with it open. That's just something I enjoy. Another message came in. You need your knees to take your ass to work to get that paper. That is right. And the last thing you need is your knees hurting. And if you're on public transportation, if you're in New York, got to walk up these damn stairs and then down the stairs and round a bend, over the hill and back again. Child, you all need to conserve your knees, men and women. You need to conserve your knees. Use your knees wisely. I can't stand y'all. Y'all get me sick, but I love y'all just the same. Next question. Wait a minute. A message came in. Okay, what did it say? The only one I got, and I'm going for the home run when I see her with it on. Oh, so you touching all four bases, and what with those? That's right, I'm getting all in your business. What are those four bases that you touching, Mr. Man, your fresh tail? Anyway, LSO, what's your biggest sexual turn on you immensely enjoy? I would say the flirting throughout the day, because it's like, okay, they saying this, so now you start imagining things and now you start putting things together. I'm like, oh, well, this you know, you start role-playing some things in your head of what's going to be done or what you're going to do, how you're going into the house or what you, you know, this whole everything. So that's a turn-on for me. Just start as soon as I leave work. As soon as I leave work, start with the text messaging, start with sending pictures, start with talking smack, all of that. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing? Okay. Okay, I got you, son. What's your favorite quote? What's your favorite parentheses or type of foreplay? Come on, Facebook. Facebook is doing the darndest. But okay, here we go. Hold on 1 minute, good people. Okay, we have a young lady put oral stimulus, breaststroke, genitalia, neck, kissing. There is something so sensual about bringing the mouth into your encounter. Girl, you ain't never lied. Tell him again. A young lady put, I am weak. And then she put, happy Sunday. Well, she put, laughing mad loud, I'm weak. Another young lady put, neck kissing a gentleman. I'm down for about anything that leads to sex. Everything other than sex is an appetizer to the main course. Now that I said that, I love a good BJ. A young lady put, kissing, very sensual. Kissing is very sensual. A gentleman put, being nose deep in some GWP, that means good wet pussy, by the way. He put, I love to breathe in how I make her feel. So I was like, oh, I have to clench my pearls on that. So this is what he said afterwards, and I have to read this because it was like, oh, my. He put, first thing I do is move low, just gently spread her legs, lightly let my nose move from side to side, brushing over the hairs. Each pass, I get closer and closer until I'm just about to touch. On the last pass, I underhook her legs, press down. My nose takes a deep breath, smelling how I make her feel. Open her up with one stroke, lick to the clit and suck on it. I exhale when she moans. Y'all give me credit for my shit. Tell her. Hold on, Draco. Taught me that shit. Wow. Well, now that y'all know his play. And a young lady put, jerk off, clit play, oral sex, rubbing, touching, licking, dancing. Dancing is actually fun. And don't forget singing. My cousin would tell me all the time. He just be hating on me, though, I believe, because I be getting it in. I be singing, y'all. I be singing. And she'll go, what'd I tell you about that? But anyway, add singing in there, too. So, LSO, what's your favorite or type of foreplay? Teasing me with saying stuff or walking past and doing something to me. Or whatever, some form of physical contact, but your performance, well, his performance of oral on my stuff. How many licks does it take to melt the chocolate? Ooh, I cracked myself up. I bet I get no text message talking about confessions because, no, I didn't raise my damn hand. My hand is down. But, yes. But oral is not only is foreplay for me, it can actually be the actual as well because, you know, that's just what it is. A message came in says, laughing my fucking ass off. Look, I'm just saying. Just being honest. The last question for the evening is, what sexual advice would you give your younger self? A young lady put a condom. But if you had a condom, you wouldn't have your beautiful child or children. So, I mean, you got something good out the deal, right? Another young lady, don't believe you're going to win the lottery on the first draw. Some people have, but the reality is, yeah. Another gentleman put, do not use up all your cookie popper at an HBCU. That is not nice. Love your HBCU. A young lady, don't be limited in your exploration due to the other person's opinion. Now, that is an excellent, excellent advice to give someone. Don't have someone inhibit what you learn or what you're willing to do because of issues or their opinions on it. Because back in the day, I know that sounds, make me sound like I'm an older person when I say that. But when I was growing up, and you didn't hear people talk about anal sex or oral sex, it was like taboo things to do or taboo things to talk about. But now, if you're not doing it, it's like to talk about, like, yo, what's good? What's going on? Why not? Another young lady put a condom. Another young lady, don't do it, Miss Steely. Listen, Linda, listen. Another young lady, make sure you get yours first. Well, a lot of men usually want the woman to get theirs first. So if you have a man who's not letting you get yours first, that could be a problem, maybe, could be. Or maybe he just want to get that first nut off because that's the easier nut, and then, you know, now he's in it for the long run for the next couple of nuts. I'm just saying. Gentlemen put, only give 3 inches. That's all they need. Listen. Yes, 3 inches, 3 to 4 inches is enough to reach the woman's G-spot. But you need to, you know, play around in the area. Go past that after you get in G-spot. Just play up in there and touch walls. Touch on things that you shouldn't be touching on. So don't just stop at 3 inches because your finger could be 3 inches. So if you go and give a finger then, and you're comparing a finger to his joint, maybe a little bit, pun intended, of a problem. Another gentleman put, the first one is not the one for you. Yeah, I just said that. A lot of men believe their first nut is not for the woman. That's just to get it out the way so they can last longer. And I've known some men to actually, they'll jerk off before they have sex so that that first nut is out, it's the waste, and now they're ready. A young lady put, stay a virgin for life. Well, you know, that can happen if that's what you choose. And then a gentleman put, you can eat delicious. Oh, well, I guess you started later on in the game, started doing so. But, yeah, it's very good for you. It's healthy, too. Okay, Alyssa, what sexual advice would you give your younger self? Enjoy it. And if something is not pleasing to you, it's okay to tell him that it's not pleasing, and it's okay to tell him to stop. And it's okay to show him how to please you so that you don't have these issues. You know, and you know, believe it or not, some men and some women, they want to be taught because, again, that's because they are invested in your body and pleasing you and enjoying everything. So some of them actually want to. So don't be afraid to tell a man or a woman what you like, what you don't like. If they're not doing it right, direct them to doing it right. Don't be afraid. So as we begin to come So I will close out. You know, we're going to give our birthdays, congratulations, celebrations, all that good stuff. We're going to say happy birthday, Jetta, Tia, Dia, well, Quiller, Jessica, JJ, Keith, and Xavier. We also want to say happy second anniversary to Virtuous Eatery. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all have not started getting a mail subscription of your food, you are most definitely missing out. I got my mail subscription about 2 weeks ago, or maybe, no, we're in June, about three weeks ago, and I still got my food. I still got some food. I can eat off of one plate 2 to 3 times, depending on how hungry I am. So you, too, can be part of the mail subscription from VE. And also, happy 5-year anniversary to the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Yes, on Juneteenth, which is June 18th, that was my very first show on 2018. So we're going to be doing something spectacular for next week's show. So be sure to, you know, come on and be a part of it. I greatly appreciate it. And also, congratulations to all the 2023 graduates from preschool up to college and universities. Congratulations to each of you. You know, again, this was a tough year for a lot of you, and you made it. Condolences to all those who lost loved ones. Thank you again to our essential workers, our frontliners, our military. Thank you. We greatly appreciate you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSO M-A-S-K Squiggly D. Some more shows are going to be uploaded on there. And if you would like to do a YouTube show, reach out to me and let me know. We can make that happen. If you haven't gotten LSO newest item, which is the book, it's a inspirational and power flash empowerment book called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self. Self meet me, you really need to get on it, and you need to have that in your repertoire, your coffee table conversation. In February, we started the WAP panel. Yes, I say WAP, whichever, but it means Women All Panel, like we have the men's panel. So if you want to be a part of that panel, and here is where 3 to 4 women come on, and we just have a conversation. And it's commercial-free, meaning we play no music, no advertising, no anything, and we just have a good time having a conversation. So if you want to be a part of that panel, hit me up, let me know. Don't forget to tell me when your birthday is or a special day, divorce, anniversary, congratulatory, whatever it is. Don't forget to let me know so during this time you too can get a shout-out. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, and encouragement. Thank you for writing into the group. Thank you for participating in the group. Thank you for listening online and calling in to listen in. It's greatly appreciated. Remember, the Lawless Radio will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you can tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. Don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. As you know, some spectacular shows is coming up. And again, if you want to be a part of it, reach out to me, let me know. We can make it happen. If you're doing something, you started a business, you want to promote your business, let me know. Let's see how we can make it happen. You can come on and spread the word and let people know that you're here. And we have another black business on the scene. Thank you all who called in. And a lot of people call in just to listen because one is easier. Call in and they actually want to get online and speak. Thank you to those two. Tonight we didn't get any who wanted to come on, but they were texting and inboxing their responses. It's greatly appreciated. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of Teal, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. And the reason why you have to go to the website to submit your music is because when you do that, that shows that you're giving the permission for us to upload and play your music, and it's no charge to you. If by chance the website is not working, again, reach out to me, and I can give you my website, which, again, you're giving me permission to upload your music, to actually play your music, and it's free promotion for you. That's all on you. So Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you want, if you're in the group, you can give your feedback, and sometimes they actually respond back to you. As you see, you know, some have favorite songs and they want the songs played every single time, every week, because that's their favorite song. But you can also find those particular songs. Some of them have YouTube channels. You can find it on YouTube. So you can do that as well. So you can listen to it the other days until you have to wait till Monday again. Excuse me, and hear it on the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsthelletterinthingsLSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. Order your autographed copy of any of the books, any of the items. To get an autographed copy, you have to come directly through my website. But you can also, the first two books is on Amazon, Lulu, and Barnes & Noble, and that's Taste and Treats, and also Erotic Playground. But it's best to come to the website for entrepreneurs because they get 100% of the royalty of the merchandise as opposed to going through the website. Going through the website, the third party, so to say, is good. But it takes a lot before you can become top priority. But on the particular entrepreneur website, they're always top priority. Why? Because it's their website. Next Monday, which is the 19th, we will be celebrating the 5-year anniversary of the LSO Treat Show. So come prepared. Bring your drink of choice, your snack, your dinner. And get ready to call in and celebrate. We're just going to have a good time celebrating, you know, the timeline of 5 years of what's been going on the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. In closing for this evening, it's always a pleasure spending my Monday evening vibing with each and every one of you on conversation, talking to you via instant messages as well as texting. And those sometimes when you want to call in and talking, it's great and great and greatly appreciated. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring you more transparency, awareness, and taboo topics, educational topics, I hope that you continue on this journey with me. And it becomes lightning and strengthening in every show while we're getting into each other's business. It's not just about y'all sharing with me and me sharing with you. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you were left with something to think about on the topic. Free yourself to be true to self. Spread your wings. Hopefully the conversation was enlightening and for you to have a sexual experience and to open up to different experiences. Pieces of advice. Enjoy your sexual adventures and step out of your comfort zone. If you're curious, try it. You just might like it. Don't let others' opinions stop you from possibly enjoying your mate in totality. And do big things. Why? Because we're not here to be mediocre. Do it. And if you think it can be done, whatever it is. So go out and enjoy it. And lastly, you are the author of the book of your life. You create what's best for you. You write what's in it. You can edit what's in it. You can skip chapters. You can skip pages. You can do all of that. So stop letting people write in your chapter of your life on your journey, and they writing for you and don't know you. Go figure. Nothing is promised to any one of us, so enjoy living while you can and take living by storm. Do all things that you think to do without hesitation. and without any other's approval. Life is so precious and so fragile. Make every second count before it becomes the past. Everything in between your first breath and your last breath, begin making it count as of right now. Make it phenomenal. Make it a loving memory. Step out your box and experience what's on the other side. Enjoy sexual pleasures to the fullest. Every day is a gift to you, so do not take it for granted. Live happily in each and every moment. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO would like to thank you for tuning in and spending 2 hours with me. It's greatly appreciated. If God's will, I'll talk to you next week, so stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. And know that you can light someone else's candle and not dull your candle at the same time. Remember, so light someone's candle tomorrow. Hashtag my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.